So what do we have? We have nothing. But listen, we do have something. We have Enchantress voices.
Hello, it's me, the Enchantress.
Ooh. Welcome to the podcast as I dance jerkily.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Yeah.
Would anyone like some pecans?
I don't know what else she would say.
I had Kool-Aid, but I spilled it because I was dancing.
Oh, it's a tragedy.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Welcome to the show. I'm Merc.
Sorry.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
Are you upset that you're Kyle?
I mean, realistically. Always a little upset that I'm Kyle.
This is off to a great start.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I be Greg?
Listen, we can't all be Greg.
Welcome to the analyst episode. Yeah. Zero Issues.
I mean, Greg's doing, he's doing well.
Just lie on the couch. And
that's Greg.
Yeah.
How you doing? Greg!
Marching off with a smile.
Greg. All right, let's...
We're talking about post-Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad came out.
A while ago.
Well...
We're the latest to the
We're not going to review it. We'll talk a little bit about
it's been
but
well
we're really
covered.
It stinks. Sorry guys, that's my ringtone. It's clips from The Critic.
Ah, yes. Y'all remember The Critic. <That's>... Timely references.
It stinks.
Timely. We're so timely. Let's talk about Suicide Squad.
Frasier. Sorry. I'm still thinking of that Beast Ape Sapien show.
Oh, yeah.
With Professor X and Moira MacTaggert as his live-in caregiver.
I like it.
I started thinking more about it. I'm like, this is a good show that I want to watch.
Yeah, it should be real.
Why isn't it real?
Keep it real.
What happens when this show stops being a fictional thing that this guy is obsessing over and starts getting real? Then I'd be happy. Cool.
You could enjoy the thing
you
want to
have. I would be Greg.
You'd be, yes. You'd change your name legally to Greg.
All right, news?
News!
Current Zero News Flash.
Do it! Do the fucking news!
Hey, welcome to the news. Just a couple of little bits that have come up in the past little bit.
Show me your bits.
Kirkman's Invincible is coming to an end. After, I don't even know how many years. It's been going for a while.
It'll be like 144 issues, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a long time. No TV show for that.
That started before Walking Dead, didn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
There was an animated thing of it.
Was there?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw a little bit on iTunes, and it keeps coming up on my phone as like when I go into some app, it keeps optioning. Like, that's its default option to offer me. Like, hey, you want to look at this? I'm like, no. Go away.
It never knocked my socks off. I read a lot of, like, the first 7 trades.
I think I did the same thing.
Like, at what point does this get good?
Yeah, I'm like, it's not, like, it was never bad, but it wasn't like, this is great and I need to get every book. But it was decent, and, you know, and in the time of when it was coming out, it was good.
Yeah.
But not, yeah.
Like, it came out as
I totally
little,
lost it.
Like, it was trying to, like, again, just do, like, one, create a brand new hero to sort of, like, instead of just, you know, him working at Marvel and stuff forever. And it kind of went hard on kind of the super violence.
Yeah.
Like the shock value violence, but that wore thin real quick.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it didn't hold my interest past
that point. Yeah, a lot of it just got ultra gory, and I was like, I'm really not that interested in that.
Yeah. Like, I'm fine with that
stuff,
but it's
just... I'm not anti-gore or anti-violence, but I'm like, if you're just doing it and the story doesn't hold up, whatever.
Yeah. Again, it's just if it's just pure, like, trying to be shock value, that's got a limited shelf life, I think, if that's all you got.
You know what? Let's not criticize this thing anymore.
No. Well, good on him for doing
a book
for that long. And it was fairly successful.
When he really did not have to.
No.
No.
He's got that other book that seems to be doing. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outcast, right?
Yeah.
Marvel's Runaways are coming to Hulu, apparently, and they're making a show. Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage, who are known for making the OC and Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, and it'll be on Hulu, so like as Canadians, everybody will see it. Yeah. As Canadians, we'll be able to watch it anytime.
It's kind of like having a show on the PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to last forever.
Yeah. Which I guess leads also to Powers got canceled.
Yeah. I've never actually seen it.
I've watched it, and I actually really like it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. It's weird. At first, there's obviously a budget issue. Just in terms of some of the effects and things. But I was like, if you just kind of get past that, because, like, okay, if you don't have the money to do it, you can't do it. But they did really well. And even some of the acting to start with, I thought it was just, oh, this is bad acting. But you can tell it's intentional that there's this, not campy, but a bit of that weird sort of edge to it to make them cliche characters, because that's the characters in that book are based on, like, iconic cliche characters. Yeah, right. In order, like, for a reason.
It's tropes, the book.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. And it's done for a reason, because then it kind of turns it on its head a bit. But, yeah, that got canceled, which, yeah. But Runaways will come out and take its place for being really good.
Yeah.
Sure.
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 OC on Marvel Teens. Okay.
You know what? Yeah, I'm sold on that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Shazam.
Get that evil Julie Cooper on there. Okay, so
Shazam. Oh, man, that'd be amazing.
Okay, there's the Shazam movie that's set to come out. There's been questions whether it's part of, like, the actual DC continuity in terms of their movie cinematic universe. Right. And I saw this headline, and I'm going to read the headline verbatim what I saw. Shazam movie set in DC Cinematic Universe, comma, Snack Zider not involved.
Snack Zider.
Snack Zider.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zack Snyder.
Oh, so is Billy Batson going to be really sad all the time?
No, yeah. No, Snack Zider not involved.
Oh, okay.
Which is I don't know if that was an intentional typo or not, but I love
no,
it.
No, the Snack Zider, that was me.
His name is Snack Zider now. That's good.
Yeah, I'm going to call him that from now. But no, I didn't read that for a bit. But the fact that they had Zack Snyder not involved in the title.
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of telling.
He's under the bus now is what I'm assuming.
Well, but...
Hopeful boy allowed to smile. News at 11.
Yeah.
But I saw people commenting on it like, well, it's not involved because it's not, or he's not involved because it's not his production company or something. But I'm like, he's been overseeing the whole universe. Even if it's not his production company, he's going to oversee something and be involved in it, even on, like, as a producer level or consultant or, like, however. Right. It's kind of like a Joss Whedon thing. Like,
okay,
you're going to have that, but he's not involved. And they're like, well, it'll be a standalone thing, but it'll be still part of the greater universe. So I think it's not going to be directly involved, but I just thought it was kind of funny.
Good. Zack Snyder not allowed on set.
Yeah. Or the Rock will beat him up.
Zack Snyder keeps pinching the Rock, tells him to cry.
I want sign to just say, Snack Snyder not allowed on set, and I just want to put it everywhere.
He just keeps appearing on set.
Yeah.
Martha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Martha. Okay, let's jump to the next movie.
Oh, you have to run some errands? Have you thought about killing people on the way?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
There has just been a rumored cast leak. Whether this is hardcore truth or not, we're not really sure at this point. But
softcore truth.
Softcore truth.
Hardcore truth is the name of my punk band. Come see us, never.
Bokeem Woodbine. Well, there's the ones, I didn't even write her name down because I had heard about this before. Zendaya or whatever her name
is. Yeah. She's... Zendaya from Shake It Up.
Sure. She's apparently
And what was that other show where she was a spy?
Spy Kids?
No, it was like a TV show and she was a spy and her whole family was spies and it was about spies.
It's my family.
Yeah, that was Spy Family.
Is it really?
Spy Kids and also adults.
Yes. Great.
Anyway.
We can tell which one of us has a daughter.
Yeah, man, this is going to bug me.
Yeah.
Bides. Please continue with the news while I look this up.
I didn't even include her because that had kind of been leaked beforehand. But on this one, Bokeem Woodbine is apparently listed as the Shocker.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Like, I like the Shocker. And it's not, hey, it's not the Green Goblin. Let's just put the Green Goblin.
Right.
Or, like, you know, one of three villains that just keep getting used in over and over again.
I'm pretty cool with that. Again, I'm sure the Shocker is not a big role.
Still.
I hope it's, like, a traditional costume.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Full quilt.
Yeah.
Jacob Batalon, as Ned Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I think is interesting. Yeah. Like, depending on how you take that.
He's young, though, right? So he's, like, not... I think that actor is, like, kind of maybe... he goes to high school with them in this version
Maybe, yeah. But that could lead in... He works that could lead into paper. Something else.
Mm-hmm.
It leads. Kenneth Choi. This is the one I thought was kind of interesting. Kenneth Choi plays Principal Morita. Kenneth Choi was in Cap First Avenger as Jim Morita in the he was one of the Howling Commandos.
Right.
This is supposed to be, I guess they're hinting it's a family member.
Yeah,
like descendant, grandson or whatever. So I thought that's kind
of. I would imagine like a direct kind of descendant.
If it's the same
look
actor,
identical.
Yeah. And then there's also Tiffany Espeson, who plays, and it's just listed as Cindy, and she's an Asian American actress and. That it could be Cindy Moon, Asian American classmate, who becomes Silk.
Yeah, okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's totally. People are just kind of looking at that as a maybe. Like, I'm not sure, but.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Or, like, whether that's a do that in this movie or set it up for later sort of thing.
And there was some others I saw on the list. Did you have any more?
No, that was, well, there was other people on there, but that was the only ones that really kind of stuck out to me.
Ones that stuck out to me.
Oh, was there? I thought we were talking about Cindy.
Okay. Yeah, further down the list, I'm pretty sure, again, assuming that list is real, there was also Sally, Tiny, and Jason listed, and those were supporting cast members from Spider-Man Untold Tales, or Untold Tales of Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I loved. I read that like crazy when I was younger, and it was sort of like, they sort of extended the, Flash and Liz. They were like
it
the other ones.
Place. Between the classic comics.
So. Exactly. It sort of just fit in there, and I'm like, oh, cool. Like, they're pulling from all over the place, it looks like, which
that's
is nice.
Yep. So, yeah, that's the end of the news.
And it was called Casey Undercover. That was the name of the show. Bides.
Welcome to the warm-up.
All right, so this week for the warm-up, since it is a Suicide Squad themed-esque episode, we all went and saw the movie this past Wednesday? Yeah, this past Wednesday, and there were some jokes made in the movie from the viewers.
Yes.
There was some poking and some giggling. There was some what I like to call church giggling.
Yeah.
It was like, where you're giggling and you have to stop yourself and you're trying and... You know,
there was that, and then there was one point I just looked over. I was on the one end, and I looked over and just saw the two of you, like, buckled over.
Yeah, it was because of the Enchantress.
Of the Enchantress.
She said something and she rhymed.
She's making posh British rhymes while just gyrating around.
Oh, it's so good.
Let me just say now, I didn't hate the movie. I enjoyed it. There was huge flaws in it, but
oh yes, there were.
But at the same time, I have seen other movies that people don't shit on nearly as much that are far worse.
Yeah,
but I think it just
Well, I think
DC just gets shit on
the backlash. I think is it was like people were so hopeful about those trailers, especially after Batman v Superman is like. This is going to be great. Well, everything's going to be fine. And then it comes out and it's kind of just deeply flawed and it has its positives and its negatives and people are just like, fuck Christ. Like, yeah.
Well, even then, I think it was shit on before it even came
deeply
out.
Deeply flawed.
And it was like, as soon as casting came out, they're like, oh, this is going to be horrible. And there was such a huge thing.
I guess there was. I don't know. The casting, I don't think was really. Well, aside from Jared Leto.
Yeah. But I think that was a huge thing, and that just they just focus on one thing. And
yeah, everyone else. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that people were complaining about Viola Davis. Says
no,
we're doing this now. Yeah, we're gonna save this for later.
I'm gonna stop talking.
All right,
let's do what we're actually
gonna
do.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Fuck your letter.
So yeah, all right. Interesting. So what we've got here are some things that
Excuse me.
That maybe the characters should have said during the movie. We've got a couple of those. Want to do this round robin style?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
They're bad guys.
Hey, Rick Flag, you got some mud on the side of your face. Somehow, we're in a city. I don't know how. You're the only person with shit on the side of your face.
They're bad guys.
I'm Rick Flag. Joel Kinnaman is a poor man's Tom Hardy.
He just comes out and says that.
Yep.
He looks irritated. Like, yep. The director's just like, say it.
Say it. Say it. It's in the script. No improvising. Do it.
They're bad guys.
Somebody may be asking Amanda Waller how she got that job, because she literally caused all the problems.
Well, she ate a bunch of canaries.
Yeah.
It was a canary eating contest.
Yeah.
They're bad guys.
Just like, not a verbal thing, but two characters high-fiving after that killer app joke. Just.
Yeah. Yeah, in the background.
They're bad guys.
I have an alcohol and personal hygiene problem.
Yeah.
He's a grimy boy.
They're bad guys.
You're happy to see Jai Courtney in something.
First time for everything.
They're bad guys.
Sorry. You're looking around. Like,
yeah.
I was trying to get into character. None of us speak Japanese.
I have a Japanese quote. But you go. You do your
stream. No. That's it.
Literally.
Oh, okay. I see.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
All right.
They're bad guys.
Watashima yo bomo onani das.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It translates to "I am an extraneous character."
Yeah.
I really just don't need to be in this movie.
They're bad guys.
I also had written down. I speak perfect English. I just don't like any of you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That actually would fit in quite well. Actually, I want that as a subtitle under one line.
They're bad guys.
And of course, did you just rhyme on purpose?
They're bad guys.
I'm Holly. Didn't you have your head bomb deactivated? Why are you back in jail?
Oh. That's an actual...
Yeah.
That's a noodle scratcher.
Yeah. She came back, you know, okay, to help them at the time of, but then couldn't she have just left? I guess you could explain it that it was somehow reactivated, but I don't know.
Yeah, she really wanted that espresso maker.
I guess so.
Did she take it with her, is my thought? I hope she took it with her at the end, the espresso maker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the running gag throughout the next several movies.
Or you can just, on the run. You can just edit.
Yeah.
You can edit that visually into every scene. Like, they're in Joker's car, and there's a little espresso machine just beside her.
Running away from Batman to henchmen just carrying it.
They're bad guys.
Okay, here's a Joker quote.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with the editing?
That was a good job of that slow laugh, which I hate.
They're bad guys.
Who's the real villain of this movie?
Who edited it?
And then there's editing and villain. Yeah. The editing was the worst part of that entire movie.
Yes.
They're bad guys.
Any more?
Yeah, none that are that great. I mean, I've got darling. I just have that written down.
Darling.
There's an H instead of an R, of course.
Oh, naturally.
Are my belly dancing lessons paying off?
Pass me a hula hoop.
I'm working out my core.
What do you think of my Tim Curry?
Yeah.
It's not great.
They're bad guys.
I have one more line. My name is Incubus, by the way. That was the brother's name. That was never actually stated in the
movie. Yeah, it's not important.
He's the big bad guy of the movie, and nobody...
Big glowy destroyer man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He's that. Yeah. He's the destroyer of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the editor.
Yeah. Aww.
No.
Yeah.
Zing.
Hi-yo.
What the f***?
We're not going to review Suicide Squad.
No.
We kind of...
We touched on it.
We touched on it, but we're not going to go full in.
Oh, some people touched on it. Some people stayed to the spirit of this episode is.
We're talking about Suicide Squad Part 2.
Has that been confirmed? Is that going to be a thing?
It made a lot of money.
I don't know if it's guaranteed, but it's...
Well, okay. Not
but they were guaranteed.
They were talking about it before it even got released, which is kind of how things go now.
How are you going to make that movie without Harley in it again?
Oh, in terms of she took off?
Yeah.
She have a scene or have four scenes right at the start that explain that
Batman just punches her in the face repeatedly.
Yeah, or she get it's they're all flashbacks of her getting caught again and again and again. Eventually, she got
okay. Yeah, we should reintroduce this character. People yeah. might they'll, not know who
do,
she is.
They'll do a flashback scene of her getting caught. Then the next scene, you'll see her again. It'll reintroduce her again, yeah. explaining how she was caught. And then they'll do it one more time, just in case you didn't catch the first two.
By the way, she crazy.
Yeah.
She cray.
She is
And
so
then
cray.
10 minutes before the end of the movie, they'll have that flashback scene again, but yeah. the expanded one, it'll have a hidden little bit to it that you didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
If they could play Ballroom Blitz during that, that'd be just beautiful.
It was actually an LMD.
Oh, okay.
No, that doesn't work. Whatever.
Hey, you know.
Anyway, so yeah. A sequel to it.
Yep.
That's... Yes.
Suicide Squad 2, Bad Guys Go Down Under. I loved Boomerang. I just wanted
to say. No, he was wonderful.
He was my favorite part
of
it.
I think we can all agree he was just super good.
And yeah. I think we all agree when we walked out that we said, we all agreed, the point where you can leave, and he just gets up
just
from the bar and leaves. It would have been ten
he
times
takes,
better.
Like, four beers with him.
Yeah. And it would have been 10 times better if he just never came back.
Yeah,
It would have made that joke even funnier.
Yeah. And then he's like, just immediately sort of just rejoins them, and I'm just like, oh,
yeah,
okay, yeah.
Or if he had just come back like in the post credit scene or something like that, and that was it.
Yeah.
Like, not actually.
Because, like, what?
Because he's a bad guy. He should have just screwed everybody and left.
It said in his introduction, doesn't work well with others.
Yeah.
Is that his arc? He learned to work well with others?
I don't think there was really ends of arcs, but I don't think there was really arcs. Wait, we're not reviewing this. Okay.
Anyway. So that's one thing I want in the sequel is, like, there were funny parts of that movie.
Yeah.
Arguably. I want a comic relief pair of Captain Boomerang and anybody, really. Preferably a big guy, like you could actually do something with Killer Croc and have them be goofy buddies.
You could have more than three lines.
Yeah, or you could throw King Shark in there or other bruiser.
Well, stick with King with Croc because he's already in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it was an actual problem with the prosthetic of him speaking or something. Because it was. It just looked so labored and looked like, oh, we'll just take his lines out or not give him any because he can't speak.
But, like, that was the thing with the editing, too. It's like, just, you know, you don't have to show him for a second and a half before he starts talking. So
just go.
So we're all pausing, like, is he going to say something? Oh, he is.
Asthma attack? What?
Take it easy there, Stevie.
Now I'm just imagining him with a puffer.
Yeah. My mouth hurts.
Killer Croc with a puffer. That's great. Yeah.
He needs it out of the water, which he oddly crawls into.
Yeah.
The puffer's actually just full of water. It just sprays in his mouth. Okay. Tasty.
Yeah.
Also, in part two, they should actually explain what happened to that guard, Griggs.
What's his name from Mad TV?
The gambler guy that's, like, Harley Quinn says,
you're so screwed.
And then that whole arc.
The guy from, he's from, like, the Mindy Project.
Is he?
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was funny. Like, that was a good little arc. And I'm like, what happened? Never came back.
No.
Nope.
They could have just put him at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Joker comes in, kills him or something.
Yeah.
Some sort of payoff to that thing that they, like, again, they
set
something
it up
and didn't
like
pay
four
it off.
Times.
Gee, I wonder if it got lost in editing somehow.
Or maybe they're playing the long game, and it'll be in part two.
I don't think that's a major enough character to do that with.
I know.
I think that's, yeah.
You are correct.
I don't think we're going to see him again.
You
I think it's just,
are correct.
Listen, the 4-hour extended cut might have something.
Now, to be fair, if this were Marvel, we would see him again.
Oh, fair enough. True. Yeah. He would, he'd be on a show.
He's Gross Coulson. He's Grolson.
Grolson, yeah. I like him.
Gross Coulson.
Yep. In the sequel, I'm hoping maybe do something a little more like down to earth Black Opsy, maybe. Like, don't, again, like the generic, here's like some magic-y portal with faceless enemies thing we've seen 400 times already.
Like,
in every movie.
Any superhero could fight that.
Yeah.
Why these guys?
Exactly.
Make them.
There's actually an argument that they're the worst ones to deal with that situation of all the characters at DC.
They should be doing the stuff that every hero would go, what? Like, that, no. That's exactly. That's like unheroic. I would never do that. That's against everything I believe in. And they should be the ones like, oh yeah, I'll go kill people, whatever.
Let's have him go fight Lex Luthor.
Go into
he gets out of jail, he's running for president.
Yeah, yeah.
Go into whatever that country is that Black Adam has, and try to kill Black Adam. Go in and assassinate a head of a country.
You can deal with this regular lady with a baseball bat and guy who's got a boomerang.
Sure.
You can take on that god level threat, sure.
This is a nothing could possibly go wrong. Oh no, so much is going wrong.
Like they did. They set it like having Amanda Waller pitching the entire concept, they set it up so well and then they just didn't, you know, the plot could have served that really well.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it.
I did like Amanda Waller though.
Oh, fantastic.
I think she was done really well.
Yeah.
Then there was some criticism, especially when she shot people.
Right.
I was like, that to me that's bang on.
Yeah.
Ah. They were Yeah, they were like, oh, now she's just a psychopath. I'm like, yes, she's a sociopath. That's what she is. Like, that's
right.
Absolutely what and she is.
Again, there's the argument that you kind of have to be to have the stomach
totally.
For that job.
Yeah, yeah. That's
not
the
a pleasant
whole,
job.
That's the whole point, is she doesn't just set up other people to do the dirty work. She'll do some of the dirty work, but
yeah.
She still controls the strings.
You're saying a sociopath would put bombs in people's heads.
Yeah.
And then blow them up if they don't listen to her?
Yeah, imagine
weird.
That.
Weird.
For a villain. Like, I kinda like the Lex Luthor idea.
No.
Or, yeah. Like, Two-Face. Or, like, yeah. some mob boss. Because, yeah. You know, there's no bad embargo on this. We can use all the Batman villains. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's true.
Or even the Joker. That's kind of what I thought they were doing, was setting him up to
be... Well,
the
trailers made it seem that way.
Yeah. Well, and sure, if they'd actually done that, I'm like, that could have worked better because everybody else was kind of a half-assed villain.
Yeah.
And didn't really follow through. And I'm like, oh, okay, now maybe if you do a second one, then have him go full-out villain. And then Harley has to choose. And then,
have,
then, you have char- then you have yeah. character development
her,
of her...
Her famous character arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They could do a... sort of like a military sort of Black Ops coup in Gorilla City.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, speaking of military, I want to see less military in
yeah.
the next movie. Because, like, it's great that you've got, like, all this cannon fodder around, but the idea behind this is, like, if these guys die, we don't care. So,
right.
And nobody else is supposed to really know.
Yeah.
Not that these military guys are going to be like, I'm just going to go post this on Facebook.
But these military guys are like... Like, we're here to die, basically. We're here to get smooched and turned into globby monsters.
Right.
Globbymen.
Mainly, I think what it needs is like an actual plot/threat that...
Is a concrete thing.
Well, yeah, is a concrete thing and also, like, sort of justifies them existing. Because the plot of this movie, if the Suicide Squad didn't exist, if they didn't make the Suicide Squad, there wouldn't have been a problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they created their own enemy. For them to fix, and it's like what Waller did, and it's just like, yeah, that doesn't really, you know what I mean? Like, why, after that's dealt with, why would they still have the Suicide Squad? Wouldn't that just get shut down immediately because they fucked up?
Yeah.
And, you know, ruined a city.
Interesting point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so something where they're actually effective and actually sort of justifies it would then made sense.
You could set it up in the second one that they've already... There's time has elapsed between this movie and the next one. You'd be like, oh, they've already done 10 Black Ops jobs and they've actually been successful and they're being used properly. And then all of a sudden this something else happens. And my idea was having Flag stand up to Waller and actually break it off from Waller and take Suicide Squad as his own kind of thing. Where he's worked with him now, and you could see him and Deadshot were starting to see eye to eye, and then, okay, they're starting to respect each other and some of the other ones, but then realizing... Like, Flag obviously realized Waller is a horrible person and is probably the most evil out of everybody.
She has no real power over him, at least.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I think if this like does become a series and we get like 3 or 4 movies out of it, I want every single one of them to end the same way. Everybody's back in jail. Like, really...
Like, you don't even have to reshoot it. Just use the same scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how Boomerang keeps getting solitary confinement.
Yeah. Man, Croc still loves BET.
They just do different audio over Tom. Yeah. Am I here again? Crikey.
I think walking out, like, he was, like, Boomerang was the only one who got nothing
good
out of it. Like, he didn't even get, like, a little something. Which you pointed out, it's like, well, yeah, he was, like, the biggest dickhead, so of course he didn't get anything. Which makes sense. Yeah.
So that sounds like some ideas for a movie.
Yeah. That works.
Man, I don't have it. Yeah, I don't have an espresso machine.
Who would you like to see as a new character? A new member of this this squad that does suicides?
Is Deathstroke? Has Deathstroke ever been in Suicide Squad?
I don't think so.
I don't know if that would.
Although, like, not taken from TV.
Ravager has, I think.
Oh, okay.
But then you'd have to explain that whole thing.
I don't really know that.
So I do that. KG Beast.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to come up with something else, but no, I'm KG Beast. Come on.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, yeah, but didn't he already die?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well,
oh, right! Damn it! Ugh. I forgot all about that, which is just the worst.
How about the Riddler?
Yeah. Having, like, a proper brains of the operation.
Lex Luthor?
Hmm.
Jesse Eisenberg, eat your heart out!
Just, like, just the both of them in a movie together.
Yeah.
Like, what are we?
Yeah, which one's actually the Joker?
I'm going to stay
that's
home
the
for
big
that
plot
one.
Twist. Yeah. That's the plot twist.
Yeah, well, no, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But it was confirmed that he's been murdered. What it was?
Yeah.
I was in there for a second.
Nobody can punch reality in this universe. Bring him back to life.
If only.
I'm trying to think who else would get. I'm still saying KG Beast.
No, go with it.
That's fine.
Yeah. I don't care that you ruined that character. Bring him back. Do a new one.
KG Beast 2.
Yeah.
But it's I.
Mm-hmm.
This time I'm Crossbones.
Could you put more Flash rogues in there?
Like who? Weather Wizard?
Yeah. No, maybe not.
Well, the Pied Piper. That's the thing. Captain Boomerang is going to be in that Flash movie.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good.
I'm sure he's not the main villain.
No.
He's, he's Shocker level.
That's true. It's really, you got to aim Shocker level, I think, for this team.
Shocker or lower.
Yeah, Shocker or lower.
I don't even. I forget.
Moment of zero.
All right, I'm doing the moment of zero, and my moment of zero today is they put on Netflix. I think Netflix just did a deal with Marvel or Disney, and they've suddenly flooded Netflix with a ton of Marvel animated stuff. I started seeing like a bunch of the Spider-Man TV series.
I was watching Spider-Man Unlimited yesterday.
Nice.
It's not great.
No.
No.
Well, they have all that stuff on there?
Yeah.
Did,
well,
like, 90 Spidey on there?
I don't know if they have 90 Spidey, actually.
Hmm.
I didn't see that one.
I can't remember.
Anyway.
But one of the ones that was on there was the 1998 Silver Surfer cartoon, which I thought I had actually seen.
And so I throw on the first episode, and I'm not sure if I've seen the whole thing or not, or if it's this I've seen. And I think I only saw an episode or two and thinking I'd seen the whole series for some reason.
Right.
And so it was only one season. It wasn't a particularly long season. So I just, as I was working, watched the whole thing.
Yeah, it's something. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. The first thing I wrote down was, to me, I'm bored. Because he just says,
to me, my bored.
To me, my bored, over and over. And the way he says it,
to me, my bored.
There's always the pause, and I'm like, that's really weird.
I remember liking the art style.
Really? That was
When it came out. When it came out.
Maybe. It's like this weird. And it's
like that weird cel-shaded Galactus.
Yeah.
They always mix. And this is not just part of Silver Surfer. They did it in several Marvel ones.
They did it in Spider-Man show.
Where it's like some of it suddenly turns to computer animation.
And it's not.
And it's jarring.
The stuff isn't developed enough. Like, they still do that on shows now. And it looks better. It's not perfect.
Right.
But it looks really boxy movements and really off. Like, it was like, oh, this is just the prep stuff and
money
you're going to finish
for
it
nothing,
later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So that's why, it was like part computer, part like a heavy Kirby inks. You could tell that they were trying to emulate
that.
But then some of it gets really away from that. And at one point, they just have this shot of whatever alien world he lands on. And I swear, it looks like sloppy pastels.
Like, it's just bizarre.
That's my other punk band. Stop it, Buzz. It's noise rock. It's,
Norrin Rad! Seeing you again makes my segments tremble with joy!
Had I such segments, Borad, my friend, they would do the same.
There's the weird operatic opening
when you show
theme.
It, when you show.
It's actually, like, has, like, a choral group. Yeah. Like, and, like...
It's
All right.
Here
I come.
Leaving Zenla, then trying to find Zenla.
Where the fuck did I put my planet?
Where's Zenla? Over and over again.
It's always the last place you look.
Thanos was super creepy, like, especially for a kid's cartoon. He falls in love, of course, with Lady Death, mm-hmm. but it's, you can't say Lady Death on a kid's cartoon. You have to call her Lady Chaos, but have her be some creepy statue that he obsesses over, because you can't say Lady Death, but you can have him, like, become attracted to a statue.
He's got that objectum statue. Sexual thing.
Yeah. It's just
90s, it's, like, the Fox Kids stuff. There was, like, weird BSMP stuff going on there, where just like, you have to have lasers all the time. Yeah, you can't have real guns, and they had to look like,
which is
like
weird,
toy guns.
Thanos kept carrying around a real gun. Yeah. And he was just, like, pointing at his own head. He's like, do it! Do it!
Lady Chaos, speak to me!
Looks like we're about to get our library card punched.
Some of the voices. Drax. I was really happy to see Drax the Destroyer in it. And it's the Drax the Destroyer, the big version. Like, not, the original version was just a normal kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then
it was like Space Hulk.
Yeah, then they bring him back and he's like, I thought it was going to be. I'm like, oh, it's the dumb Drax version where he is literally like a Hulk version. He's like, just destroy Thanos because his brain didn't reform properly when he came back.
Okay.
But he's not that. He's actually a robot in this cartoon for some reason. But he's
DR4X.
But his voice is Norm Spencer, who voiced Cyclops in the X-Men.
Oh, that's weird.
So it's Cyclops' voice coming out of
what?
Robot Drax.
The original Watchers, too, were selfish. They wanted the knowledge for its own sake, not as a tool to be used.
Yeah. I was, like, listening to it. I'm like, I know this voice. Who is this? And I look it up. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Cyclops. And...
Leave him alone, Sinister. Your fight is with me. My body.
Why?
I'm not a Boy Scout. It's just weird. Weird.
some odd choices.
There's actually, looking up everything on IMDb, looking at everybody who voice stuff, there's tons of little connections, and some of them are through X-Men.
Yeah.
Galactus's voice is Apocalypse, is the guy who voiced Apocalypse.
That sounds
on X-Men.
About right.
Yeah.
And that kind of fits. Like, okay, you got the bird moving voice. I'm going to eat a
I'm
planet.
Covered in tubes.
I'm so hungry.
My hat is extremely heavy.
Your presumptuousness amuses me, Norrin Rad of Zenla.
And yeah, looking through all of that, it's got a Canadian connection. A good chunk of the production, at least for voice, was done in Canada, and they use a ton of Canadian voice actors. There's a huge amount of them that were on Puppets Who Kill some reason. The Zenla Master, Nova, Silver Surfer, Uatu, Nebula, they've all been on Puppets Who Kill.
Only I, Uatu, was immune to the infection.
Then there's also, like, Flashpoint, Highlander Raven, Tommy Boy, Mythic Warriors, Queers Folk, and X-Men. There's, like, all these connections with multiple people from Silver Surfer have been on these together.
That seems about right. At last!
Yeah.
So do you have down who voiced Silver Surfer on that?
No, I can look it up though.
Okay. I'm sure it's going to be someone we know. Oh, Reno Romano.
Ray Romano.
Damn it. Yeah, Ray Romano.
You did say you're watching Spider-Man Unlimited.
Yeah. He was that Spider-Man.
Christopher Daniel Barnes.
What's his name was the High Evolutionary in that show? Rhinox.
Oh, Richard Newman?
Yeah, which that one fits.
I think that makes sense. Paul
Eisenberg.
What else has he been in? This is good. This is good radio.
This will be cut a lot.
Those voices, they ring throughout my being. What manner of entities are these? Who are you who overwhelm my senses? Who are too vast for my mortal eyes to see?
That was his first gig with Silver Surfer.
Well, really? Well, he's moving on
sideways.
Welcome to Canadian
acting.
Yeah, that's a.
What manner of bodily organs are these?
So it's a good show. Do you recommend it?
It's fun. There's some like the surfer's inner dialogue. It sounds like Dune, like with Kyle MacLachlan always talking to himself. Like,
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer.
Like, it's a lot of that.
He just keeps talking about spice.
Spice. Pure, unrefined spice.
The spice.
Melange.
They do a couple of Kirby nods. There's the, oh, we're off to the Kirby Lee quadrant.
Oh,
or
yeah.
There's the Kirby cluster.
Or they just start saying Kirby.
Yeah.
All the characters look at the screen and just, Kirby.
Jack Kirby. King Kirby.
He gets a groin infection and calls it the Kirby Cluster.
Oh.
That was Galactus. I have a Kirby Cluster.
That sounds delicious.
Use except your power the, cosmic and part. Clean me.
So it's a Kirby Cluster. It's a cereal that just like, when you pour the milk in, it looks like the Kirby Crackle.
Yeah. You can hear the Kirby Crackle.
You can hear the Kirby
Crackle. Oh, it's a delicious M cereal, actually.
Oh, we...
And apparently...
Episode over.
Apparently the show did actually fairly well. It was fairly well received and got good ratings and stuff. But it was canceled after the first season because that's when Marvel was going bankrupt.
Oh.
So it really only got axed because of that.
Right.
Can I play a little clip?
Mr. Surfer, have you ever considered propane as an alternative energy source for that board of yours? With a little retooling, I could get it to work. Tell you what I'm going to do. Being that you're my neighbor and I like you, I'm going to give you the new neighbor discount and a free t-shirt. So what do you say?
Take a ride on the Cosmic Tide on an all-new Silver Surfer next as Fox Kids Heads for the Hills continues.
Just think, with repeat business like that, I could eventually be supplying propane galaxy-wide.
What in God's name? Fox Kids was kind of weird, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Not a weird cross-promotions.
What are you to mock me like this?
And Nova was really weird, too. She was like just some goofy teen girl.
Yeah, it was Jubilee.
No, it wouldn't actually
matter. Well, essentially.
But essentially, yeah,
from what
she's
I remember
on,
of the first
she's on
episodes.
Rollerblades, and she's remarkably okay with her planet and friends being destroyed, and then she thinks that Earth was destroyed. She's like, I've lost everything and my friends. Ooh, look, I'm in space. And then she's okay. And she just, everything's
fine.
Bye. Yep.
Skating around in space.
Galactic Mall.
Yep. Space chili fries.
Okay, that's a good way to end that.
Oh, yeah. Glorious.
All right.
Ego!
Hey, I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. I have t-shirts and books, posters, things, stuff. You can find me at Merc on Facebook. I post a lot of stuff. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Every time. We need to write this stuff down.
We need to know who we are.
Yeah.
You're Kyle. You make space chili fries now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Suck.
I don't know if the mic's even...
Yeah, I was like...
No, probably not.
Just sounds like silence.
Lee's fries.
Yeah, I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out anywhere. Just look up The Kyle Lees.
Mm-hmm.
Also prints and shirts and books and... I got a new shirt coming soon that I'm excited for.
Yeah?
No. Yeah.
Cool.
It's gonna be great. I'm selling out. This is a sellout shirt where I'm just like, this is how you like this text on this shirt, you idiot. But it's something that I like, so.
It's what it says on the shirt.
Yeah.
How you like this text on the shirt, you idiot. I'd wear that, actually.
Yeah.
Look for that. That'll be good. We'll post it. I'm Brock Otick. I do Welcome to Hereafter. It's a comic at welcometohereafter.com. I also, I guess, do books and shirts and prints. I mean,
it would have
sounded more impressive a few minutes ago, I guess, but I'm just, like, tagging on here.
Look, we're all creative individuals. We're all snowflakes.
It's true. Special ones. Yeah, so I'm at welcometohereafter.com, and if you look up my name, B-R-Y-K-O-T-Y-K, on the internet, you will find me.
Find
him. Or I'll find you.
Find him before it's too late.
Yeah, I like that.
Tell him about the future! thanks, as ever, to Ocean City Defender for the sick jams.
They are sick.
Thanks to you for listening, and thanks to you for telling your friends and enemies about us.
We're assuming you did.
We're on iTunes and Stitcher.
Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook and Twitter. Fun. If you like our stuff, you know, give us a nice rating and spread the love.
Spread it.
Like gonorrhea.
All right.
Well.
That's it?
Yeah.
Sure as fuck is. Is that the only way he laughed in that movie?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's just how he laughs.
Yeah.
I've got a smile tattooed on my hand. It covers my smile.
Ugh.
It's just...
And I have a picture of a dick on my underwear.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't.
It says TGIF on my boots, so I remember, toes go in first.
Yeah! Oh, yes, there were.
Pecans.
Oh, yes, there were.
Pecans.
Oh, yes, there were.
It's always Greg!
Yeah.
But Greg!
Yeah. Oh, yes, there were.
Tama!
Oh, yes, there were.
Tama!
Oh, yes, there were.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Yeah.
Always,
full quilt.
Yeah. Poking and some giggling. Greg!
What?
Poking and some giggling. Greg! Pokey. Greg! Pokey. Greg!
Coming to an end.
Deeply flawed.
What?
Oh, yes, there were.
Wiggle, wiggle.
I'm so hungry.
Yes, there were.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Oh, yes, there were.
Wiggle, wiggle.
My heart is extremely happy.
Oh, it's gonna be horrible.
Fuck your letter.